Hey y'all, we're on full vacation this week. Josh just turned on the light. So this episode we filmed on Tuesday, July 30th, but we all needed a break. So we posted this because we have ads this week, but we'll be back next week. Full episodes regularly and a bonus episode for Patreon later. Thank you for attending Summer Hours. If you want to turn your Patreon off now, fine. That's fine. Anyway, enjoy the show.
And
five, four, three, two. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bang a man, I'm Angel. 2024. Quick church announcements. Kev, welcome back to the office. Next week, there will be no episodes.
Welcome back, but we're not actually back.
We can't be. I'll be out of the country completely. And honestly, guys, I could use an actual full week off.
Just why? Why have you been working?
Kev, have you been traveling?
I've been pushing it to the max for Patreon.
You have been putting out a lot of Patreon content.
I've been doing
a lot. No, man, slow down. Enough.
I need to sit my butt down somewhere. So next week, I'm going to be on a full real vacation.
Wow. Woo-hoo.
A full week, Sunday to Sunday.
Are you going to no Instagram?
Nope. I'm not saying all that. I'm going to be on low power mode. You know I can't go full.
I know. You did up in the place for Melissa's birthday. I was really looking forward to content.
No, I made the wine. I made a couple wine videos. We made the Jonathan Majors skit. Hug. It's low power mode, though.
Low power.
Is that low power mode for you?
That's low power mode.
So you'll still get one video up a day?
Probably. Maybe two. But I'm not scouring the internet for
video. Your low power mode is still more than most. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Somebody at DreamCon, which we're going to talk about in a second, was like, how do you do this without going crazy and not being insane? And I was like, I'm insane. I don't know what you mean.
Insane.
I don't think you know me.
I don't think you know me at all, sir. I am not well.
Not at all.
This addiction to work, this is an addiction. I just found like-minded people. Angel got the same sickness. Tab sicker than me.
No, you and Tab got the exact same strain sickness. I got a little bit of the vaccine, and it's called four kids.
That's right. I do have the benefit. That is a tremendous thing that people don't realize. Having children that are self-sustaining and now driving. I mean, when my boys were young, I couldn't.
And now in college.
No, stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Now I didn't have the output.
This trip's for his birthday, isn't it?
It's here for his graduation. Graduation / birthday present. Uh-huh. He finna turn 18 on this trip.
That's dope.
Everything is fine. Everything is awesome.
Little Zay from Arts and Rap.
He was so sweet.
We're
taking a full week off, but when we come back, we'll be back to two episodes a week.
The week of
August 12th. And we killed. We did it this summer. Considering this is the most I've traveled in a summer.
That's not touring.
Like, we usually are pretty light in the summer if it's not touring. Touring is actually not that bad if it's stand-up touring. But we had literally me and Greg was talking. Since we took in a taking a break, we had the wedding, we had Essence right after that, then we had Melissa's birthday, where we were gone.
We were gone every weekend in July.
Then I don't know what I did. Then we had a brand trip in Chicago that we had to shoot. Then we had DreamCon, and then so I've been working, and DreamCon was work. I'll get to that in a second.
Oh, it looked like Essence.
Oh, worse as far as work wise goes.
Did they hire you to come down there?
They did.
Okay.
And they put me to work.
Oh, they said, hey.
They put me to work.
Every penny you going to earn.
So I'm going to tell y'all about that. But first, please support the Black Ladies, Black Women Special, $5. The Bald Brothers is this Friday.
It's airing this Friday?
Yes. This Friday. Because I want next week to be a full vacation.
He can't keep getting away with it.
I promise you. But it's only going to be $10 this go round because if you supported the ladies,
damn about the price, Kevin.
If you did it, whatever it is, it's just $10 this one time summer discount. It's like 2 hours. It's over 2 hours this time. Me and Tony were on stage.
I know.
Josh was like, yeah, man, I told Josh, it's going to be like a little light hour 15.
I said, they love the sound of their voices, huh?
What? And we'd be asking the audience if they want us to go. They'd be like, no, they'd be fully engaged.
They listen, you know there's a couple that are like, oh, but yeah, I got listen, you.
Y'all can leave at any time. So check Patreon later. And also, Patreon, I'm dropping tour tickets as they come out for y'all. So next up, coming out.
You ready to be back in the churches?
Oh, I can't wait. Memphis is coming out this probably later today, and St. Louis. All right, Angel, what you got?
Make sure you check out my series Hot and Unbothered, or Hot and Bothered. I can't remember what it's called. With the Shade Room, I was in Paris with them doing content around good old perimenopause. Because we are headed up towards that age. So check that out. And wait a minute. Kevin, where is the link for the women to buy the women's thing?
They're it's special. In my Patreon.
I'm in there. Okay. It's all the way in the bottom. Yeah, it takes a while to get
it. Or it's in shop. If you go to the shop button.
Oh, I ain't never seen
it. That's a new feature. That was the reason behind this campaign.
They charging me right now. Buy now. But yes, just check that out. Thank you guys for your support always. And also, oh no, they pre-recorded, because if it was live, I would tell y'all. I'll tell y'all about that later. That's all right. Let me shut up.
All right. So let's start off with DreamCon. First, that was it, Angel?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. First, let me say, I want to say this. On my Facebook, these comments are deleted, so you can't go find them and talk to these people. Church folks do not understand what cosplay is. They have not seen One Piece by and large. And they don't watch a video to the very end. And they probably also don't understand traditional Japanese clothing. All of that led to the following comments. Kev, please don't start doing dresses. I love all your content. Admire the positive, hilarious, and non-Hollywood confirming approach. He didn't put on a dress. Wow, he should have never met Will Smith and the Bad Boy crew. Now he's wearing dresses. They done flipped him out quick. There it is. 5 seconds with Kev and Will, and he's in a dress flaunting earrings.
First of all, they do understand cosplay, is that you don't understand sin. That's your problem, is that you don't understand that you are now a part of the agenda. I saw you in your little get up, huh? In your corset, huh? In your Japanese hair. We saw it, Kevin.
I said, y'all, I put the character reference right at the end of the video. The thing was supposed to go down to the stomach, but I'm big, so it wasn't going all the way where it's supposed to go.
I said, that man has his whole chest out. Why do I only see the cleavage? Mine
wasn't going down, and I didn't want my nipples out all day. Plus, it wouldn't go down there and stay. It was getting swallowed up in the robe.
Swallowed
up. No, Angel, no.
Yeah.
And I was just like, the funny thing about it is, if you know me at all, you know I did wigs before I did anything. The Playmakers, the first video that we ever did that went viral, I had a wig on. I didn't have no dress on, though. But I had a wig on, acting like a black woman. Well before Willard Smith.
Does that have to do with you dressed up like a little Japanese piece of sushi? You hear that shit? Sushi. You're changing pronouns now, Kevin. What's going on?
The earrings were clip-on toy earrings. I put the costume next to the person. Why they connect everything to Hollywood and Will Smith?
That's a gateway accessory. First is clip-on earrings. Next is thongs. Where does it stop, Kevin?
Where does it stop?
The Christians don't like it.
And the funny thing is, I had a third cosplay planned, but let me tell you what, it's too hot in Austin. And the third cosplay was legitimately like a kilt over pants. And
they would have grilled you.
Oh, I would have been down to Lipstick Alley more than usual.
No, they wouldn't have had you. They would have been like, we want to say this out loud and in public. We don't want no weird dang on avatar. We want you to know my name is at Tammy Smith, I rebuke you. That's what at Kev Holmes stands.
At Tammy Smith, I rebuke you. I said, boy, if y'all don't leave me alone.
They're not going to. There will always be. Let me tell you, you do anything besides I am straight male, love my wife and children.
Even if you're too straight and love your wife and children, they'd be like, oh, he loves his wife too much. He's probably gay. That's probably just a beard.
You're correct. Sorry. I'm straight. I have a wife. I own her. I own my children.
That's better.
There we go.
And I beat them all. Good man. Like, I've got, he's always happy. He's always smiling. He's probably gay. Like, what I got to do?
Because you know straight men ain't happy. there it is, Kevin. You're too cheesy, cheesy.
You're <That's>, Christian clown.
Exactly. That's what you are. That is what you are. I thought that the cosplay was actually well done, other than the corset being up to the
You know, that 270 with 270.
I was like, why is it up? I was like, Kevin shows his nipples all the time.
The problem was when I pulled it down, it had little straps to hold it down. The belly go around. So it basically would have been no shirt.
Yeah.
All day. And I just didn't want to do it. But mine usually shirtless is in spurts.
I
was
going to
be on panels and stuff. I didn't want my belly hanging over all on the panel. Yeah, that's spilling out.
Especially if they have got like ones with the desk in front. Yeah, if it's just you,
I'm
cheer.
Sitting down, spilling out everywhere.
Hey, guys.
Hey, y'all. You going to see titty sweat all underneath, man. I got a lot going on underneath the shirt.
Austin deserves it.
I said, man. Now, the anime community, both online and in person, was like, oh, this is great, Kev, so proud of you. But then folks who don't know Zorro from nobody else was like, I always knew. As soon as you met Will Smith, what do they think happens? Will Smith's like, hey, nice to meet you, Kev. Now that we done shook hands and took a picture, you know you got to be in that
they
dress.
They literally think y'all shake hands, and then he turns you around and puts a butt plug in your butt. Hey, Kevin, gotcha. And he's got a remote, and it's just vibrating.
I mean, like, what do y'all think happens in Hollywood? Like, you done met us now. Yeah. Know what that means? Dress, boy.
Yes.
Like, what do you think? These are regular black people who are just amazing actors.
Stop lying. Now, you know you're over there in the loom, and I'm not talking about Lumi deodorant. You're in the loom.
I'm like, dog, what are y'all talking about?
You are in the loom. That is the only way you could be successful. Ain't nowhere in the Bible does the Lord say he's going to give you success. That's from the devil. Now, you get over here and struggle like the rest of us and serve him.
Oh, my God.
He can only get the glory when I'm barely making it. That's the only time.
Somebody said, not he doing the bending.
No,
the thing about it, man, honestly, to be a person of high visibility, you really got to be sure of yourself and who you are. And you got to have some friends who like affirm that. Because them folks will call you everything but what you are.
You don't have to be sure of yourself. You could either be sure of yourself or just do drugs. Those are typically the two options. And, okay, so you're choosing the harder one of being right. Short of yourself.
Like, man.
You could just, it's.
It was only on Facebook, too. Literally, I didn't see it on, I mean, I don't check every comment, but the Facebook ones.
Absolutely. Facebook usually is the older demographic of our entire audience. They are more so, very much so, traditional, staunch Christians that have some very antiquated beliefs. And they're vocal. Very vocal. So a lot of times it don't be bots. It be really that person.
No. It was some of my top fans.
I saw the diamond beside the
thing. Wasn't even like, these people commenting on videos all the time. Yes. Don't change, Kevin. Don't put the dress on. This is not, I clearly have pants and boots on underneath that.
Whatever. And then you got on a pad too? All this mess you talk about. This is why I actually love to, I get mad because a lot of times I'll forget to post on Facebook because I try to post, what do you call it when you post directly to it instead of having it.
Native.
Thank you. I usually try to post native to Facebook, so sometimes I forget. But I love to make sure I post my most risque content over there to shake the people who should not be. My fan off of me. I want you to get off of me.
Do you really?
Yes.
You want to shake the foundation of praise?
Yeah. Yes. I want my people to be my people.
Yeah.
And I don't want people who are under the guise that I'm someone else to be my people. Because what? You're not going to enjoy yourself. I'm going to piss you off on a regular basis.
And you know what's something I think about often? It doesn't really matter now. But when I was coming up, when we was both coming up, we was able to enjoy Martin and play all them characters on Martin, Big Mama's House. It never dawned on me that Martin was in a dress, right? It was just he playing Big Mama, he playing Shanae. I was just laughing. Madea, the early Madea. I'm talking about bootleg plays.
I don't remember any
flack. It was understood that these people were playing a character. And then, like, as the years went on, then it became, you know, Hollywood gonna put you in the dress. Hollywood gonna put you in the dress. You get too big, they putting you in a dress. Let me tell you what, y'all look at me in my camera. Josh can't put me on the single because he's doing double duty. Now, don't you ain't got to worry about it, Joshy.
Because he needs you to have this ready by Thursday.
Don't worry about it, Josh. Let me tell y'all what.
Sorry, guys. I just had to take a break. I've been putting this off for too long. Do you guys ever have that thing you've been putting off for too long that you know it's number one on the priority list just because it's takes so much time or you don't have the patience to do it? Kind of like life insurance. If you guys didn't know, 40% of people with life insurance wish they'd gotten their policy at a younger age. Policy Genius helps you get the life insurance you need fast so you can get on with your life. Policy Genius is going to make sure that you got everything covered and under control. It's not just expenses you need to be worried about or you got to cover. There might be a little bit of debt that you're passing down. You don't want to have to do that. Your work-life insurance policy might not offer enough protection for your family's needs. Even worse, it might not come with you if you leave that job. I'll tell you what though, Policy Genius gives you unbiased advice from a licensed expert support team. They have no incentive to recommend one insurer over the other, so you can trust their guidance. Thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot from customers who found the best fit for their needs, all on Policy Genius. So don't put off life insurance. Make it easy with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
I'm going to tell you what I'm not talking about right now. Let them put me with Will or Martin and offer me millions of dollars. Hike it up! Lipstick! Miss Doubtfire reboot!
They going to put you in a bodyguard dress, Kevin.
10, 20 million? Y'all better be mad. 20 million?
You are dumb. No,
too long for
you.
What? 20? You think I want? Y'all going to be mad.
You would do it. You would do it for 2 million.
Angel. 200,000. I'm going to be flying my private plane over your home. Me. I'm the pilot. Toodaloo! Bro, what? Give me my money.
I don't know what caused the obsession. I'm not sure. It's fine if a man does not want to ever do a scene in a dress. Listen, I can tell you right now, Denzel Washington ain't ever, he don't even want to wear the tights to be a superhero.
No, he don't want to change his accent to being Gladiator. We're going to win this fight. I guarantee it. I stand by it.
It
don't matter what he's doing. I'm talking like I'm from where I am.
Right.
Put me wherever I am.
And so when I say this man be him in every
role. He used to do it though, Angel. In Glory and stuff, he did it. Yeah. But at somewhere around 96, 97, he was like,
it's about the emotion. All that other shit is just extra sauce that we don't need. But it's fine if that is the line that a actor draws for himself. But it's also like, if somebody doesn't draw that line for themselves, what does that even mean? Y'all talking about clothes when in the Bible, men were not wearing pants.
Angel, you can't have these conversations. You can't have like these conversations about what clothing represents. Back in the day, all little kids wore dresses because they were like, you boy, girl, y'all finna potty, lift that skirt up and shut up. Teddy Roosevelt grew up in a dress.
Yes.
Shut up. Nobody wants to hear that. And it's only black men. Hmm. It's never black women. You went to Hollywood, they put them pants on you.
Oh, no.
Now you got to play. It's black men can't do the stuff.
Because we are cloaked in kente cloth and homophobia, like all at the same time. It's the both. It is. I don't know what the obsession is that black men have on how other black men express themselves.
Yes.
Period. I'm not even just talking about sexual preference or sexual or gender identity, but just how a black man expresses himself in general. For some reason, they feel like it is an attack on their own expression.
1,000%. When I was in Dubai, somebody just said this is such a good. Mask wearing, my voice crack because I've been doing a lot of work in this week. When you're in Dubai, men wear tunics to the floor underneath their pants. Different cultures, Scottish culture, they still wear kilts. It's a cultural thing. They are men, beards, axe, eagles, and a kilt, and will chop your head off with an axe in Scottish culture. But black American, you gonna be straight. They gonna affinimize you. Mm-hmm. They gonna satellize your name.
Satellize
your name. And sometimes I'm with you. Sometimes I do stuff just to
piss people off.
Just to piss people off.
I know. You're an instigator. I know.
1,000%. Oh, this upset you? Oh. Grow up. I used to bleep my cussing in my videos. I'd be like, man, grow up. I'm 40 years old. If you shouldn't be here, you shouldn't be here.
When you mean cuss words like hell and damn?
No, I mean like other videos that have cussing.
Oh, I was about to say.
No, my own stuff. I don't cuss. I love them. But anyway, that's just one thing. DreamCon as a whole. Now, my first thought, everybody was like, they're going to be musty in there, Kev. They're going to be musty. Not musty like it was presented to me. Mm-hmm. Now, let me say, I was unable. You probably know this. Melissa knew this. But I kind of underestimated my level of recognizability by 8 million.
You so dumb.
I.
Oh, you thought because it's a place where white people go.
They know, even white people. Almost. I'm talking about 99.98% black.
Well, of the people attending DreamCon? Yes. Oh, okay.
99.
So you.
It was Young place, Essence for anime.
So you thought a place, and I'm really mad that you didn't take my son. You thought a place that had black people didn't know black ass Kevin. You didn't think they knew you?
Yeah.
You dumb.
I am.
Why? What?
I'm going to tell you why. I felt like, oh, I'm new to anime community. Like, people who are fans of me will already know, but anime overall, they probably don't know. Anime community is just people who like anime. They also like basketball.
Yeah.
And Game of Thrones and barbecue. They are just people who, that's like.
They are Kevin.
They are me.
Yes.
When I tell you, Angel, it was in my, I packed a light suitcase because it was in my heart to go through the exhibition hall and buy like merch from
different
people. I was going to come back with a new desk. They brought us around the loading dock. They had like the convention center had like a back entrance, back loading dock. And they moved us around the back like they do at Essence. So you're not, you're not walking with the people. So I was like, how do I get to the exhibition hall? And my talent person was like, you can't go in there like that. You have to put a suit on and a mask and and not talk. And I was like, no, I just want to buy a shirt. They were like,
sir.
No, you can't do that. Maybe you could come early before it opens, but then the exhibition people are going to be wanting to take pictures with you. But you trying to go with regular people? So the amount of pictures that I took was crazy.
That's what you get.
It was on par with Essence, but like less people. You know what I'm saying? So scale relative, less people. I don't know if Young Deuces is in here. I did Young Deuces panel. Mm-hmm. Young Deuces had me do his panel. Stage crew.
Pulled up.
He got a documentary going. Mm-hmm. All this and that there. Young Deuces, friend of the pod. He know how I feel about meet and greets. He got in his room, there ain't no back.
So you stuck in there.
I come early to make sure I'm in on time, sitting on the front row. One person comes and asks for a picture. And I said, nobody had to bother me for 15 minutes.
This is the green room?
This is the convention center in the room we're doing the panel in. Oh. There's no, in every other place, there was a back.
Oh, so you just,
so I would go in the back and come out. Here I'm sitting on the front row. There's nowhere to hide. There's no back. One person came, took a picture. It was like in a zombie movie when Angel, when I tell you them people lined up. Yeah, Young Deuces, this is absolutely your fault. I want to tell you live. I didn't tell you in person. That's the last panel you get out of me. Appreciate you. Love you.
He's going to be like, no, there'll be a back next
time.
Don't do it to him. Angel, he'll put you in little chamber.
They're talking about, the people are sweet.
Of course. Not,
and I'm going to do my best to give my best. When I tell you I did an impromptu 35-minute meet and greet.
I am so happy for those people. I'm sorry for you, friend, I'm happy for those people.
People were great. Young Deuces, I if I had laser eyes, I would have burned him alive.
Burned him alive. And nobody came to save you.
What could they do? All Melissa did, all Melissa could do was help the line go and by. Take the pictures with the people. Melissa was doing her good. People were like, Kev, I grew up on you. One, two, yes. three.
Absolutely.
One, two. Oh.
That's what you got to do. Eventually, though, you need somebody to be like, all right, that's enough. So sorry. That's the end of this picture taking time. And then you just get on stage.
Yes.
Even if the panel hasn't started, start the panel. All right. Thank you guys for coming to this great panel. We're going to talk.
Yes.
Y'all sit down. Stop talking to me.
Absolutely. And now DreamCon, I end up hosting Black Jeopardy. So it was super dope. I wanted to work with RDC World, like in a video.
Uh-huh.
They let me host Black Jeopardy. I took some of the ire because in traditional Jeopardy, if I get it wrong, you can still get it right. Right. So I asked the production staff backstage, like, yo, can I, like, if people get it wrong, can they get it right? They were like, no, we don't have time to do that. So when that was happening, people mad at me. They're like, no, I can't. I'm like, no, I didn't. I asked them. They said, no, they didn't have it set up. And then the thing had ended a little bit early. So the production staff was like, hey, why did it end early? I was like, they went through all the questions. They were like, we don't have another round two. They was like, we should have had a round two. So in the comments of the video, they was like, man, the host, man, he wasn't letting them do the game like it was supposed to go. I didn't say.
It's okay, Kevin.
But most of it was, I mean, these are the few.
Yeah, a little hiccup.
But it was mostly love. Being on stage, having people be proud to see me was great. Happy to see me. The stand-up comedy show was great. Like I thought I could do some anime jokes and some non-anime jokes. People was having a good time.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that why? Was that the main reason why you were there, was for the comedy show?
That was the first thing they brought
me for. They booked you for. Who else did they?
They had Roxy Hayes, who did amazing. She did like such intense anime material. I had no idea what she was talking about.
You were like, this sounds like it's so funny.
Oh, the audience was going crazy.
Oh, fantastic.
She had them riled up. And I was like, I don't even, you might as well be speaking Japanese. Like the characters' names she was saying were like Japanese names.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what anime she was talking about. I don't know what character. And I've watched like 7-8 titles. These people have been watching since they were in middle school.
Yeah.
They was like, no, no, Roxy. And I was like, dang, I don't know what's happening. Tut Weezy from All Def performed.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Lowry closed. And I think Brandon Daniels went up first. And they all did great. Stand-up is always tough in convention centers because the separation, the further the audience gets away from you, the harder it is to connect. So it's a huge stage, and there's a big section, and there's more, and then there's the seats. Mm-hmm. But the audience was giving great energy. I thought I was cosplaying, like...
Oh, no. There are people who, like, it look authentic. Like, did they base the character off of you?
Nah, for real. They look like they in a live-action show. Yeah. And I had a custom. Like, my guy made mine because I'm 270.
Okay, come on. It got that thing custom.
And it brought the little...
You too. You should have told him. You messed me up on that, though.
I put the 270. No, my belly side. Because that part ain't changed that much. But the other stuff... was custom to my body type because Amazon was like, boy, put this on. It's going to outline your beam. I tried this. Melissa was like, I wish you would go out there to that.
I'll kill you.
I'll kill you dead. Remember Celie when she was shaving Mister? I'll kill you dead where you stand.
Nobody's going to stop my hand. I did that right now. It's going through your neck.
But kill you dead right now. But take your life away. But them folks, I'm talking about detailed. Like one girl had beading, like she sewed beads on individually. Like these people take months. They got the makeup. They have the dudes was like the character I played. Other people cosplayed him, and I was like, oh,
you said this. you were the wish version.
And they went folks had the scar, the beard. I said, oh, okay.
He said, okay, I know how to do it next.
Next year, I'm coming in jeans.
I think Denora's husband was there.
Oh, really?
Moved there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
I think so. I'll have to ask her. Yeah, that's, yep. That's
next time I go, I'm bringing a costume that nobody will know who I am, so I can walk around the floor and, like, buy stuff. But I would do it again because they showed so much love. Now, I did my first press conference.
Oh, what were you talking about?
Anime stuff. Whole press room by myself.
Nice.
I'm just up there answering with the little press microphone. And I was like, I never did this. This is for athletes. I had interviews. I had probably about 2 or 3 events a day.
Oh, dope. So you worked. Yeah.
Angel, you've been to Essence.
Yeah.
It was like It was just like Essence.
Uh-huh.
So Sunday, we didn't make it to the final event because they had to move it from 4:30 to 4. But and we were out getting some brisket at Terry Black's Barbecue, best brisket I ever had. I know you don't eat red meat, but they had some barbecue turkey and chicken. No, they had barbecue turkey you probably would like because it wasn't, you know, turkey usually be dry, one dry. Yeah. But we missed that. But the RDC World guys, man, I was so proud. These boys are like between 28 and 30.
Wow, and they're the ones who put this on?
And they are the ones who put this on. I'm talking about very well organized. I'm talking about from talent, hotel,
I love that,
meetings, security. Like, they had a legit staff, team. Because we done stuff. And a lot of times, a lot of stuff slips through the cracks when you have that many people moving around.
Mm-hmm.
I was so proud of them to know that they were, like, again, between 28 and 30, running what is easily a $1 million conference. That's the other thing I did. I did panels with All Def and DreamCon. I did a panel with Pat, and then I did another panel the next day. Sponsored by Red Bull, Denny's, YouTube, Twitch. Like,
oh, that's great.
Yes, they built a gym in the convention center. They played dodgeball one night. They played basketball another night.
Oh, that just sounds like so much fun. How did the boys have a good time?
Oh, my God. I have not seen Isaiah and Josiah that excited.
Oh, dope.
And now, let me tell you what. I was big 41. And I know a lot of creators. But I don't know a lot of streamers.
Mm-hmm.
If Twitch stream is your main content, it's very. If gaming Twitch is your main content, it's very unlikely I know you. If you're not Kai, AMP, I know some of those guys, and I'm talking about, like, I learned a lot of them now. In RDC World, I don't know you. So they're like, we in the green room, because the talent all comes through the same green room. Joe's like, can I get a picture with that? And I'm like, who's that? He's like, Young Jethro. I'm like,
okay, all right.
Hey, Young Jethro, you do the Twitch, is it? You be Twitching? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong?
Oh, you be on Twitch. Would you mind taking a picture with my son?
Let me get the timer off. Yes.
Yeah, y'all look good. I ain't gonna hold you, Angel. So many of them young streamers know me because their parents are fans.
Yeah.
Or their girlfriend's a fan. Like, Davis, who is an AMP, that's Kai Sinatra Group, bumped into him in the hotel. He's like, yo, can you FaceTime my girl? I'm like, yeah, man. Hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Go to my room. See Kevin Hart in a cypher with them. I said,
you said, with them? Hold on now.
This is Davis?
Yeah.
I called Zay. Who is Davis? He's with Kai Sinatra. And I said, Amp? It's AMP. Oh. I just met the young man down in the lobby.
Listen.
I'm talking about, these people have millions of fans.
Yes.
My mom loves you. Who's your mother? Sharon? Tell Sharon I said hello. Big 41.
Listen, that's
this boy Davis did a verse. He like Bryson Tiller. I couldn't believe. Whoa.
This, I'll tell you when this is all done.
What happened?
It's just the email I got. A question that I got that just about made me want to throw up.
Oh, you're good? You want to take a pause?
No, I'll tell
you. Okay, don't forget, Angel.
I won't forget.
Okay.
Because this is insane. I'll send you the text.
Okay. So, yeah, I met Davis, Naomi. All these people who I didn't think knew me, so much of my All Def career has me, people do not forget.
Uh-huh.
When they were in middle school watching All Def, Roast Me, Great Taste, all that type of stuff, that was their show.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are humongous streamers. So Zay Zay and JoJo were like, because Tony Statovici, I don't know if you know him, he's a humongous TikToker. You know, black people. He's the one who made that sound.
Okay.
So he's in the green room chopping it up. He's telling me how much I inspired him to do comedy. So I'm walking in the hallway after that with Zay Zay. Zay Zay's like, the person that inspires me was inspired by you, and you're my dad.
Mm-hmm.
You're my father. You know, they'd be saying father. And it was like so wild that they were so impressed that
That's when it hit them. Like, Caleb City, you are that guy.
Yes. Caleb City is their guy. Now, remember Jokic? He told me no.
Yes. Jokic said, I don't care who you are. Get out of my face. He
did me like that. I went 1,000 for 1,000 at DreamCon.
Oh.
Not only did they all take pictures, most of them knew me. Even if they didn't know me, they were kind enough to take pictures. Mm-hmm. So it was super dope to be that nigga for my kids, in front of my kids. Because mm-hmm. I think sometime, oh my. You should have doodled a little bit. Throw up ain't enough.
That's what I was like, well.
Hold on. Wait. I got sick, Angel. They didn't even ask me. I just would have like. Hold on. Woo. Jesus. You gotta hold that thought, Angel.
Oh, listen. it hurt my. You almost gave me heartburn. So sorry, guys, that this inside thing is happening.
I just started.
Exactly. That's what I was like. Oh, new message came in.
Doodle in a good way.
Oh, my head is hot.
But anyway, so all in all, DreamCon was an absolute smashing success. I would totally 100% do it again. And I couldn't be prouder of the guys. I couldn't be happier to like check off a list. And I have some research to do because these kids are killing it. And it did give me and Melissa some ideas for CrewCon. I ain't gonna hold you. We've been talking about CrewCon ever since we met with some of the finance people and the planners and all that stuff for DreamCon. And one thing, if we did do it, I don't know when, but I would not attempt to do it big first. I would much rather sell it out at like 1,000 people than to have 5,000 people come and be completely overwhelmed. Like they have a whole business team solely dedicated to DreamCon.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their videos and streaming, all that type, but that con is, it's a multi-million dollar business.
Yeah.
And they have people who work on it all year around.
Yeah.
All right. Now.
Well, I'm glad. Was this your first year? This was your first year. I'm glad you had an amazing experience. I'm glad you got to see, and your children, more importantly, got to see
absolutely
the reach of their father.
So tell me about Maya Rudolph performing your song.
Apparently, she's done this more than once.
Really? Weddings?
Huh?
Where was she at? Vampire Weekend?
That's what it's Vampire Fest or something.
I don't know what that is.
Do you think I know what the hell it is? I serve the Lord. she also did it at Laugh Fest. What was that fest?
Really?
Netflix is a joke.
Really?
Yes. Because somebody said, oh, yeah, she did it at Netflix is a joke. I just didn't get my phone out fast enough to record it. I said, now, damn it.
Was she just, is she in a band or something?
I think so. Because Maya's always, well, you know, her mom is Minnie.
I did not know that for many years into her career.
Oh, you didn't?
I did not know that. I remember learning, I've known for years now, but I knew about her for much longer than I knew that was her mother.
No, when somebody, because I did not recognize her being of any black lineage at first, the first time I ever saw her.
Really?
Yes, because she was in character on SNL, and the character she was playing was also not of black lineage. And so when I was introduced who she was, the person gave me that part of her history, too.
Got it.
Anyways, she, excuse me, I do believe she has a band, and I'm sure it has some comedicness to it because that is who she is.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't is up and using my song. And I'm like, Maya, just call me.
Get me on there with you.
Get me so I can also give you the right lyrics. Because what she are y'all saying?
She didn't have the right lyrics?
No. In the clip, she's not singing the unless they are combining. No, unless they're combining the clean version with the explicit version. I'm like, where are y'all going with this?
Really?
Yes. Maya, let me give you the right words at least. And then say shout out to that chick Angel.
She said shout out at the end?
I don't think so. Well, at least I didn't see that in the white girl's video who posted it.
So what was your initial response?
My mouth dropped open. I've met Maya before. I keep wanting to call her Maya Angelou. Dear God. Her kids used to run on the same track team that my children used to run on. And I got to speak to her briefly then. I was like, I'm a huge fan. She's a mother of four as well.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she done birthed out a lot of kids.
I didn't know she had any children.
Oh, yeah, no, she got kids.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She got
at her level, motherhood can be a little different.
She got a white husband, so her
white husband.
Yeah, so the kids also look Caucasian. Not that that matters.
She's mixed, ain't it?
Yeah, her daddy white.
And Minnie Riperton was full black.
Oh yeah, Minnie black. I know she had the flow.
Well, time for another break from the show. I wish payday came this often. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Listen, I'm trying to celebrate all the small wins that I can when I can, because it's important. I don't think anything is too small to pass by an opportunity to give yourself the old pat on the back and treat yourself to a little night out. You need a little solo date, a little date with your significant other, however you want to do it. So EarnIn is a great opportunity to tap into those potentials with a special night out, upcoming rent, new dress, school clothes, shoes, you name it. Download the EarnIn app today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type The Thing under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. The Thing under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are insured by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Let's get back to the show.
Many black like me.
Yeah, that black holding on to God's unchanging hand of these children.
Yes.
I mean, it's barely in there. Like, let me get it, huh? Please. Just a little bit.
I had came up with a script, let's see, how many years ago? I want to say, around same age as the twins. So, longer than that. Little Marcus was young. Mm-hmm. I came up with a script idea that I wanted her to be the lead in. I think we both have aged out of the leads of this, because I wanted to play her younger sister. Like
Super Bad?
I
mean, how Seth Rogen and the guys aged out of the role, they had to cast somebody younger. She's 52.
Right. And I wanted to play her little sister.
I did not know that.
We just would have different fathers, obviously.
Different fathers?
Yeah.
You know, back folks, we mix it up.
Yeah.
Different fathers ain't really nothing.
Ain't really nothing. That be happening all the time.
All the time.
That's not a problem. And I was like, oh, she would be so great if she played this role. And I was like, oh, it'd be so funny. So it's hilarious that she ended up saying words I wrote anyway.
Mm.
Look at that. But I'd rather her do the movie. Or just have me up on stage with her. Maya, come on, girl. Come on. And I'll give you the right words and I'll teach you the little dance that goes with it.
Yeah.
And then you can perform Shake My Too. I'll let you perform all my songs.
Get on a remix. Another remix.
Another. We could do another. So, it was funny to see. But the fact that she's done it before. So I think it's just a part of her set.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. You heard the RDJ as Dr. Doom news.
That's when the white man took off the mask at Comic-Con. And the people were like. But it wasn't Robert Downey Jr., was it?
It was.
It looked like a different white man. That looked like a different white man. Hold on. RDJ as who?
As Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom. Hold on.
Somebody said the Dr. Doom probate.
Yes, it was. That really was. Some of y'all might know me on this campus.
I ain't been to a probate in a long time. I had forgot what you. I don't know what you said.
They do it backwards now because you know you ain't underground no more. It used to be you said your line name first,
mm-hmm.
and then you said who you are.
Mm.
But now because
so he'd
you
be
are
like Dr. Doom.
Yeah,
but my name is Robert Downey Jr.
The people on this line know me as Dr. Doom because I bring all the dramatics. But you might know me as rip off the mask, Robert Downey Jr. Then he sits in a low.
What if he would have did that? Then Doctor Doom.
If he was like, If he did that, if
no,
he
no,
was like,
he just started stepping.
No, but like I'm saying, if he was an alpha or something,
no, no,
or
just, he's just white.
Just white and doing it, I would have loved it. Okay. But if he had actually like crossed the burning sands of one of the things, I'd been like, oh my God, Robert, that's amazing. I'm trying to see the video of the unmasking. It did not look like Robert Downey Jr. to me. I was like, who's this white man?
That's RDJ as Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom was my first favorite villain. He's the first villain toy that I had as a kid that was actually from the people. My mom used to give me a lot of men who was just nondescript, you know, and then like some Christmas I got some real G.I. Joes and I got a Dr. Doom, and then times was backed hard and I just got, man, strong man, walrus. Me and my brother
fight
had
boy.
It was like you could tell when she had like a good year.
Yes.
We get like four G.I. Joes and one turtle and Dr. Doom in the next 2 years.
Hi-ya. Hi-ya, man. Reptile man, kung fu guy.
Don't have no bend. Hi-ya, man. Just see, stand his, up.
Yeah, listen. You punch down the center, ain't nothing he can do.
G.I. Joe's had full, they had full motion. They here with it. Hi-ya, man. Is, hi-ya.
You know what it is. You know why I didn't know it was Robert Downey
Karate
Jr.?
Karate Man.
Karate Man. Is, I think, on the, on, what's that thing called? Twitter. They put Elon Musk's head on top of him.
Ah, the AI-ja.
Yes.
The AI-ja.
I didn't realize it was Robert. I'm excited.
Are you? People, it's very polarizing.
Why?
Because he was Iron Man for so long.
Well, Iron Man dead.
Iron Man gone. He went on to be with him.
Yeah.
And Dr. Doom keeps the mask on. I'm sure they're going to alter the voice. Maybe we'll forget. I don't mind it. But Zay Zay was like, oh, I don't like this. And he was not alone. How y'all feel?
I love it. He is alone. Let me tell you, give me Robert Downey Jr. I don't care who he's playing. He's a good time.
He's a good time. Marvel said, run it back.
Yes, because really, what he did with Iron Man opened a whole for real world to them.
Yes,
like if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't get all these other little things that we enjoy.
1,000%. They did Jonathan Majors like this. They said, excuse me.
Yeah.
Thank you, RDJ.
And listen, and did.
And pushed him right off. Move.
They said, no.
No.
It's too much. It's too much going on. It's too much of a distraction. Did you hit the white girl? Did you not hit the white girl? We don't even care no more.
Excuse me. That's how they did it.
Was that who he was going to be?
No.
He was Kang.
We was Kang. And they didn't even replace Kang. They just said,
we don't need that storyline.
Excuse me.
I am so excited about RDJ. Like, I do think he's a good time. He's a phenomenal actor, in my opinion. And I don't care. I don't care. He could have the mask off the entire time.
Well, listen.
I'm going to enjoy it.
I am a master at suspending believability. It don't make me know. Never mind. Yeah. Iron Man gone.
Yeah.
I've seen him die with my own eyes.
Yeah, he gone.
He gone. Dr. Doom is in.
I'm here.
Actors
for it.
Are acting. As long as the story is great.
He about to make so much money off this damn character.
Angel, they might as well just park him up at the Pentagon. give it to me hot off the press.
Yes,
because I know they went back in with him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a good actor. He was really good in Oppenheimer. He was really good in he's
good in all the things he does. He was
Sherlock
good in,
Holmes is low-key one of my favorite movies.
He was good in Tropic Thunder in a role that, like, truly, it could be the most problematic role ever.
And black folks was like, we get it.
It was hysterical. I'm just a black man playing a black man.
I'm just a dude.
Playing like the dude.
Trying to be the dude.
He was like, you people.
What do you mean, you people? What do you mean, you people? Killed it. Also, do you know, I totally forgot Tom Cruise is in that movie in a fat suit.
Yeah. He's the fat agent.
Angel was doing research on the movie for something we was working on. And someone was like, yeah, like Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder. I was like, what? And I haven't seen Tropic Thunder in years.
We love that damn
Completely
movie.
Forgot about it. But yeah, I did see some people saying that in one Marvel comic book, Dr. Doom wanted everything Iron Man had.
Perfect.
And he came. He became Iron Man somehow.
That's even better. That's even better. I love it. I love the connection. Yeah. This is my type of shit.
I don't care. They're going to get my 1675 easily.
Oh, yeah. The family's going to see this.
I watch. Did you see Deadpool?
Is it already out?
You ain't been in America.
I'm taking the kids to see it tonight.
We saw Deadpool on Friday in Austin. I tried to talk Zay Zay and them to watching it later, but he didn't want to get spoiled. I'm not going to spoil it for you. But I can tell you, it's a good time. $211 million opening weekend.
That's a lot of money.
That's sixth of all time, Tony said.
Of all time.
Opening weekend.
Well, because Ryan Reynolds and
Hugh Jackman.
I was about to call him Lou Gossett Jr.
Lou Gossett. Your name, you just was pulling names out of your butt.
I knew there was a ooh.
You became Lou.
Yeah, I knew the
Lou Gossett Jr. Is he that?
He gone with him.
He black, ain't he?
Yeah, he gone.
Oh, you know who I was thinking? I can't be mad at you. Uh-huh. You said Lou Gossett Jr. And I saw Lou Diamond Phillips, who I believe is a Mexican man. So I'm making fun of you, and my mind was like Lou Diamond, Lou Diamond Phillips.
Oh my God. Oh, ooh, my
that
God.
Four, them big fours be creeping up.
Oh my God. They
gonna mix them names up like you made them letters on the refrigerator. That's our mind gonna scramble them names up in there.
They said that is a. So I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. And I'm gonna come back to whatever the hell it is that we were talking about. They said that is a symptom of menopause or perimenopause is more brain fog. So
is it?
So I got four kids, so four pregnancies. So baby brain.
Three pregnancies.
Yeah, three pregnancies, four kids. See, and I already did the math wrong. I got age and then entering into perimenopause. I'm like, you know what? Men can be having perimenopausal symptoms too.
Are you being funny?
No, I'm dead serious.
What? Because you begin
to lose testosterone. Like we're losing our estrogen levels. You losing testosterone levels can also cause similar symptoms like hot flashes, sweats.
That's why I have titties.
That's just the way the Lord built you.
That's just me.
That's the way the Lord.
Because even when I was young, I did have.
He wanted you supple. The Lord said, "Give him a little, not a lot.
He wanted just supple.
But yes, we were saying that. The two of them, I knew I could get there.
Yep.
Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman.
Mm-hmm.
That's money right there.
It's money, and it was a very well promoted movie.
Yes.
I mean, like.
That's why I didn't know it was out, because the promotions are still going heavy.
No, they are going heavy. I got spoiled. I'm not going to spoil you, but I got, and I'm talking about, I got spoiled on Thursday. I was like, God, dog, we ain't even Friday.
Oh,
got spoiled, but Ryan Reynolds is funny. Hugh Jackman is great as Wolverine. He's just died in the Fox version, and when X-Men reverted back to Marvel, they said, we're going to go
get up.
Get your butt out of that.
You heal? Come on.
Boy, we need the billion. Tony said it's almost guaranteed. If you make $200 million opening weekend, it's almost guaranteed to do a billion. Yeah, he got a little bit.
That's why y'all get along.
1,000%.
Y'all on that strum together.
We almost wore the same shirt at the show last night. He said it's almost guaranteed to get $1 billion globally before it ends. Really heavily depends on the second weekend. But it was well marketed. It's well, and they're both really good at those characters. Like Ryan Reynolds has done a lot of good work as an actor, but I don't think he's done anything that I've liked more than him as Deadpool. He was almost like born to play that. And Hugh Jackman is a brilliant Wolverine.
Well, Ryan Reynolds plays a hilarious asshole better than anybody.
RDJ is another good one, too.
Yeah.
Like that version of Tony Stark's he's really like Tony Snark. But.
Love that.
That was good.
Yeah, I like that.
But thank you, John. But no, I agree with you. And I really hope Marvel, did you watch X-Men 97?
No, the cartoon?
Yeah.
No.
Angel, they got it right. If Marvel can get X-Men back to where it was.
Back in the day.
They going to make that money. I want them take the multiverse, close it up, and move it. I'm multiversed out. Mm-hmm. Everything is multiverse. Mm-hmm. The TV show's multiverse. Mm-hmm. Into the Spider-Verse. Everybody's timelines. Mm-hmm. In this next phase, close it up. Mm-hmm. Let people die and be dead. We get it. I got it.
I don't want people to die to be dead.
Just get it out of here.
You know, no, because you know why? You know what the multiverse helps? Is people like me who be like, why they go that way? That don't make no sense.
But they running into the same, it's the same stuff over and over.
What's
now?
What's the thing that they running into that's the same stuff over and over again?
What the timeline is shrinking. The timeline spin off. Kill the timeline. You over here. I don't know who you are. Spider-Man, Deadpool, Kang, Loki, time. It's enough. I love it. Give me the Dark Phoenix saga, X-Men done right. I will pay double on my movie tickets. Also, when you travel to the South, you realize just how much you pay in movie tickets.
Yeah, because they don't pay as much
as us. It'd be $8 in Austin. Mm-hmm. It'd be $16.95, $18 here.
Yeah. Is the language real bad in Deadpool and Wolverine?
Woo!
Okay. Damn.
Woo! I was good. You might take big and little.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
If there was some moment, and I love me a good cuss. And I love me a dark joke. There was a joke or two where me and Melissa were like, whoo. I mean, they go there.
Dang it.
I don't know about kind side.
Let me see if I'm
Because Angel, it's every word. Me and Melissa walked out like, how many times can you say the F word and still be rated R? Because they, Angel, they, I think it felt like two or three times the amount of cuss than the first two Deadpool.
Okay, I forget that they be cussing and it be raunchy. I forgot. It just good old family time. No,
it's OD at times. Okay. There was a joke in there where I was like,
what other movies out that we can have them go to?
Twisters is out. I don't know.
Twister about the tornado?
Mm-hmm.
That my little children.
Did they see Inside Out too?
Yeah.
They saw that?
What's the other movie that's out? Because we go see the Wolverine and the Deadpool and put them in another theater with an adult.
Despicable Me 4 is out.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, this is Despicable Me 4. Don't take them to Deadpool. Not the sweet little babies. Little Marcus will get it.
Oh, yeah. He.
Patreon, how y'all feel? Put thumbs up if you like RDJ. Thumbs down if you don't want him, man. Tony said Twister was great. Is it Twisters or Twister?
I think it's plural.
It's Twisters?
Yeah, I think the first one was Twister.
Okay, got a couple thumbs up. A few thumbs down, mostly a couple. Randy Sneed said no. Nah. Why you said no, nah, Randy Sneed? My thing is, we had this conversation as a family too. Well, most people are happy. Not some people are not with it, but a good amount. I posed this question to my family in the airport yesterday. I said, you're Kevin Feige. You're running the MCU. Okay, Disney tells you we got to move away from Jonathan Majors. Too much heat for Disney. We got to do something else. I, for one, think it was brilliant to bring RDJ back, just for me. But say you can't do that. What do you do to get the Avengers franchise back on top? And you got to move away from Jonathan Majors as Kang. And you can do anything with your knowledge of comic books and movies or whatever. What do?
I do them just like they did Terrence Howard.
Replace Jonathan Majors?
At 100%.
Okay, I thought the one time I thought the multiverse was useful is you've established, you had in the Loki, there was 1,000 Kangs.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's your replacement as Kang?
That's a good question.
We had this whole conversation.
I was trying to figure out who that person was as we were talking. I'm trying to think of who is up and coming that I feel like there's a the British boy.
John Boyega?
Yeah.
As Kang?
Yeah.
You think he can match Jonathan Majors' intensity?
I don't think he has to match it.
Okay, you say you lean into what he does well.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, I think
big fans of John Boyega.
Oh, yeah.
Friend of the pod.
I think he's smooth. I think he's suave. And I think he would give a different type of feeling to it. They're mm-hmm. saying...
Boyega said no. He probably didn't want to do nothing because of the... Star Wars stuff. He probably was like, I'm not doing no more stuff with them rabid fans.
Somebody said Winston Duke. I don't know.
He might be too big to be Kang. Literally, saying, physically too big.
And they're also saying Coleman Domingo. I don't think I want to see him as Kang. I love everything that Coleman does.
You know what I hate about him? He make me not want to wear a suit ever again.
He dresses his ass off.
I'd be like, brother, we also got to walk around in the world.
He be wearing the thing, be buttoned down. The first button is at the belly button. And it looked good.
Suits just look like they was meant for him. Yeah. And now when you 270 and big around the middle, it don't lay like that on you.
Yeah.
And it don't lay like that on me. But on him, suits be like, this is the best we could ever be, y'all.
It's so beautiful.
It is last award season, Angel.
He murdered everyone. It's a nice mix of masculinity with like touches of feminine to give it an extra sexiness. Somebody said Aldris Hodge. I'm trying to think of somebody who has the, I mean, he could. Listen, let me not say he couldn't. Mm-hmm. They said John David Washington. No, he sounds so much like his daddy, and I don't want to hear that.
That would be my plan. Black X-Men.
Denzel. Denzel said he's not going to wear.
I don't care.
Tights.
He's going to do it for me. Magneto. I want him and Giancarlo Esposito. Giancarlo as Magneto. Denzel as Professor Xavier, or reverse him. I don't care.
Professor Xavier, because Professor Xavier stay in a suit.
He stay in a suit. Denzel can be him.
Mm-hmm.
Mix it up and piss all the people off. Give him a whole black X-Men.
But that's just, it's not going to help. You're supposed to be trying to help the
Denzel multiple. Helps.
No. An all black X-Men is just going to piss off everybody. You're supposed to be helping.
Throw some whites in there?
Because you're supposed to help the whole franchise.
Whites need to get over it.
Well, then you're fired.
get the POC in here. Get all the minorities. We did Black Panther all the way to a billion. We can do it again with Denzel as an X-Men.
It's called Black Panther.
Angel, I was at a panel and somebody said X-Men, and I about died laughing. They wasn't playing either. That's what I would do.
They said, I think this is a good choice.
Who?
Trevante
Rhodes?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Actually, I don't know. I got to see his acting in that way. He looks the part to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm going to stick with John Boyega. He's young.
He going to do it because you said. I don't care what he says.
Yeah.
You said he's going to do it, and he is.
John, get over here and put on the suit and talk to
people.
And
I'm not talking about it again.
Yeah.
Now.
I smell chicken.
So do I. Moving on. Fiercely V put in Patreon. Tyler Perry said, we some uppity Negroes because we're tired of him making the same mediocre shows and movies. I don't know if he said that exactly, but he did say uppity Negroes.
What he did, was this when he said it to
Kiki Palmas?
He said it to Kiki.
Let me see if I can pull up the clip.
Ooh, it smelled like chicken. Are they cooking chicken over there? It smelled like a
church service.
It smelled like chicken yesterday too. Then it smelled like Chinese food.
In here?
Yes, because we shot our episode over here.
This is getting my nose. Feel like this is how it was like when I went into Terry for the Holy Ghost and they was frying chicken. I was like, I can focus on one or the other.
Yeah, go ahead.
But if y'all want me to get the Holy Ghost, y'all might want to close that window.
Stop frying the
chicken. Let me tell you what, it's 2:00. I can get the Holy Ghost anytime. I'm hungry right now.
I'm so hungry.
I smell chicken and I can smell them setting hot sauce aside and greens going, I'm not finna say GGG. All right, here we go. Let's listen to Tyler.
So that is what is important. We're talking a lot. Yeah, but what? No. You got to drown all of that out, because if you let somebody talk you out of a place that God has put you in, you are going to find yourself in hell. I know for a fact that what I'm doing is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, because for everyone who is a critic, I have thousands of used to be emails from people saying, this changed my life. Oh my God, you know me. Oh my God, you saw me. How did you know this about my life, my family? So that is what is important. We're talking a large portion of my fans who are disenfranchised, who cannot get in the Volvo and go to therapy on the weekend. You've got this highbrow Negro who is all up in the air with his nose up looking at everything. And then you've got people like where I come from and me who are grinders, who really know what it's like, whose mothers and were caregivers for white kids and were maids and housekeepers and all of these beauticians. That don't discount these people and say that their story don't matter. Who are you to be able to say which black story is important or should be told? Get out of here with that bull.
I didn't get
out of here with that boo.
My version didn't have that. What you think, Angel?
He's speaking to a very specific complaint of what type of story should be told. I don't think that's what I usually hear people complaining about.
Yeah. What do you think they complain? What do you hear?
I think what I hear people complain about is poor execution, not fully fleshed out characters and script. Not so much that the story and some like unbelievable plot points.
Yep.
But that's not what he's speaking to. He's speaking to a specific complaint of but I haven't heard people complain about why are you telling this story over and over again. I do believe there are a lot of people who have crackheads in their families that need deliverance and get deliverance and come back to church. I do believe there are people who are in abusive relationships and finally find their way out. And it might not be as luxurious as their abusive relationship was, but they're happy on the other side. I do believe people have a lot of dysfunctional people in their family. So I agree with him fully on that point. My only thing is that's not what I usually hear people complaining about.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, here's what I would like to happen. I would like for, I think people, you just got to understand, I don't think he going to change.
Oh, hell no.
So either you going to change or nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
Because at this point, that man has told you what kind of movies he want to make and mm-hmm. TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
He has made consistently similar types of things for 20 years now, mm-hmm. almost close to 20 years.
Yeah.
He hasn't taken too many huge swings. He's taken a couple. I think Jazzman's Blues was a little different. And then when he's acting as Tyler Perry in something else, you know, Star Trek and Alex.
Yep.
I
know what you're talking about. There he go. There you go.
But other than that, that man is making the stuff. It is obvious to me that your criticisms are falling on deaf ears.
I know.
He employs a lot of black people. He tells the stories he wants to tell. People either hate watch or love watch, but they watch. He is probably the biggest master at having a scene or a talking point or a thing that gets you to turn that on. Mm-hmm. Even if you just turn it on to point out how bad it is and how he should change, mm-hmm. his marketing be marketed for him by mm-hmm. social media. Mm-hmm. I have seen a scene from one of his films every time on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and the like. Even if you're making fun of it, you see it. His core audience does not seem to mind.
They love it. They love his movies. They love his TV shows. They love all of it.
They love it. People like what they like.
So the people complaining aren't his fans. And again, Tyler is doing what I'm doing. He's shaking them off.
Listen.
He's like, get off of me.
I don't know why we end up here.
You're not my people. So you're not going to like it.
It's like, I'm trying to think of a filmmaker I just don't really enjoy. I can't think of any.
Do you like Quentin?
Woody Allen. I like Quentin. Not Woody Allen. Who's the guy who made like Grand Budapest Hotel?
Oh,
and the Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh,
they call him an auteur. Wes Anderson?
Yes, Wes Anderson.
Wes Anderson ain't.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Those slow scenes with just people walking.
It's not my cup of tea.
Anybody who then got their movie nominated for an Oscar. Typically, I'd be like, oh, my God, today.
Take that
blue-greenish lens off of the camera.
That dog on Manchester by the Sea pissed me off.
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Anytime I think about it, that's the most blue, brooding, boring piece of crap.
Who made the man in the with the bear? You know what I'm saying.
The Revenant?
Yeah. Who made it?
That was that same DP that won an Oscar like 3 years in a row.
Them white people love that
bird. Oh my, we only had Nashville Lion for 7 hours a day. I don't care. This movie was boring outside of one scene. But anyway, Alejandro Inarritu.
Go away.
I don't like it. I don't like, but what, I don't think, here's the difference that I think Tyler is different. People don't argue that Wes Anderson makes bad movies or Quentin Tarantino or Inarritu or Woody mm-hmm. Allen. They just say those movies are not for me. But I don't think, I haven't heard criticism, you need to make better movies with better stories. If you don't like those people, you just don't like their style. Wes Anderson just, it's pretty to look at. We made some fun videos with it. But to sit down and watch it, I don't enjoy that type of stuff. But But Tyler, it's like, we want you to be better at this craft. And he's like, no. Tyler is and has been a generator of content at a clip that no one has ever done before him. Yeah. His goal is mass production of story. He has stuff on Netflix, BT,
Amazon Prime.
TV, he gonna put people to work and he gonna have their stuff on there.
You know why these other people don't get those comments and Tyler Perry does?
What? Why?
Because black people love to complain about black people.
You know, black people.
You know, them other folk, while they definitely have black audience bases, I mean, meaning they have black people in their audience base, Tyler Perry, 98% of his audience base is black. And one thing we can do well, not only do we have rhythm, not only are we ingenuitive, not only are we innovators, not only are we the beat of the culture, we are complainers.
I think it's because Tyler has so much of the market share, people want him to be more.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
You wore an anime costume. You are a horrible person. You understand what I'm saying?
It's that simple?
And especially, he has it. Not does he have a black audience base, he has a black Christian audience base. But it's not really his audience base complaining. It is mainly black people. Yeah. We like to complain. It's not a cop out. Rhea, we complain about our people more than anybody else. When I look at the black folk and the way they talk about our VP, Kamala Harris, mm-hmm. I ain't never heard no VP talked about as bad as her. Mm-mm. Ever. And it be us. Now the white folk do it too, but it be us.
Also, I think we are concerned. Whatever happens in our culture, we gonna hear because that's our timeline. That's people we follow on Facebook. That's the stuff.
I try to mix it up.
I don't.
I do. I want to hear the crazies so I can know what they're doing.
I don't.
I'd be like, what y'all doing over there?
Yeah, on TV or on social media?
Social media.
How you find them?
On Twitter, I don't follow many people, so it has no idea what I want.
They're like, we can't really get a good read on you. We're going to throw some stuff in and just see what you respond to.
So I will also search things for thoughts that are not my thoughts.
Mm.
So I'll see the people who are like avid Republicans and seeing what they're saying.
Oh, yeah, I do see that. I'm talking about people I follow, but Twitter, it do show you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. I guess I do that. In that sense, I do like to have my finger to the pulse of what everybody's thinking.
Yeah, I don't want to be in an echo chamber because then that's when you find out you're real dumb when you realize, is that what really happened?
That's when I thought Hillary, that's when I realized I was in an echo chamber, when I thought Hillary, and I was on Twitter too much, when I thought Hillary Clinton was walking away with this election. Because every poll, every person on Twitter told me I sat down in my living room in Reseda just to watch her coronation, only for it to settle in about an hour and a half. Maybe she won't be court. It's going to be tighter than I thought, but she's going to little tighter than I thought.
Oh.
she might.
It was all the way.
She don't get.
No.
Okay. Now, once they started saying, once Wolf Blitzer starts saying, here's her only path to success.
He's the only path.
I've been too much into a world. You got to go on Facebook, too.
Uh-huh.
Because Twitter is what the world wants to be. Facebook is what the world is.
Come on, somebody. I knew that she was going to lose when we had Arnold Schwarzenegger as a governor
of California.
So when that happened is when I realized, these are some of the things that are possible. Mm. But so now I usually skew to the, some bull crap is going to happen. So this time I'm trying to be in a place of no.
Where are you at now, right now? Because Kamala has energized people in a way Joseph Robinette was just not going to be able to be.
I think she can do it. I think she can pull it off. I honestly do. I was really worried about the far left not supporting her. And I get the reasons So it's not even a like a y'all got to get over it. I get the reasons, but I was like, but if y'all don't come on, we gonna get him again. Come on, guys.
There's definitely an energy behind her that Joe just did not have.
Yeah,
they had a white dudes for Kamala last night. I heard Joe Burrow, who's the quarterback for the Bengals, Jared Goff, who's the quarterback for the Lions.
Josh Gad, who's not a quarterback.
Josh Gad was on there?
Yeah.
He's white.
Very.
He's a theater kid. He was on Broadway when I was.
That boy stay on Broadway.
Yeah, there was another quarterback who's not as popular as the other one. Anyway, that's what I heard, but I don't know if that's true.
I think that is the one thing that we've never seen. But black people have always mobilized as a group for the most part. Like, we are like, we are no longer standing for this.
Yeah.
White women claiming to be white women and saying we are going to mobilize. They usually their whiteness is left out of it. It's just we are concerned moms. We're concerned women. No, you're white people. And you're women. The fact that they're calling out that serious. It's usually very much so they think their whiteness is not a part of the equation.
Yeah,
it is, damn it. So the fact that these groups are calling out their privilege in their title, I think is what's now who I need to see. Josh, where are the Latinx? Where are they?
I ain't see no Latinx for Kamala.
No, for Kamala. We didn't have every other group.
That was like the second
night.
Oh,
I didn't see it.
Also, apparently Joe Burrow's team from the Patreon, said Joe Burrow's team said he did not do that. I don't know what y'all talking about.
He didn't do what?
He didn't go to the white man for Kamala.
Oh, but why you think he went?
I saw it on Twitter. Daniel Jones was the other one.
Latinx for Harris. Correct me if I'm wrong, chat. Latinx for Harris was like the third night. Second or third night. Yeah, we pledged a couple M's.
Listen, I need to see it in my timeline because there was a Latinx woman. I can't remember
when
her name.
Trump backed out of the debate, I was like, oh.
That makes me mad.
But, I wanted to see that.
White lady I was on the plane with, she said, no, he's going to have to. He's too much of a narcissist.
You think he is going to come back and do it?
She's like, yeah.
He did it to buy time to develop something to debate with her.
Yeah, they were definitely caught off guard. They're 100% caught off guard.
Cookie Joe's fault, man.
Cookie Joe, Sleepy Joe.
Oh, they had a call last week. I need to see what they did.
Oh, I saw that Kamala Flora shirt. I saw that.
Said, ain't I need to see the call because the woman, one Latina woman came on our call and was like, black women, please invite us to the cookout for this. Invite us to the table. We want to be a part of this movement. And I wanted to be like, ma'am, you do it.
Yeah.
We're not inviting you to this one.
Wait, it's making me laugh.
You do it. I see what you're saying, but make sure y'all do the call.
If she gets Taylor down and in good.
She gonna get Taylor.
If she gets Taylor.
She gonna get Taylor. There ain't no way she gonna not get Taylor. Because Taylor is about that I don't mess with him life.
And right there in Nashville.
Nashville.
I'd be right there in Nashville.
I think they're probably holding her back for the nice little kapow whammy.
Because that's going to be a young vote that you need. That I don't, I thought they lost.
Yeah, well, I'm realizing that there are a good amount of college students. There are a good amount of people who are willing to, this is the hill they'll die on, is the genocide happening in Gaza. But I'm realizing it's not the amount that I initially, I want to say, thought that would not vote for Kamala.
Yeah.
So I think she can, I truly, honestly do think she can pull this off. I think she is calculated and strategic enough. She ain't going to have no missteps before.
I don't think so either. And she looking good on the mic.
Of course, she ready.
And her social team is killing. So,
she ready.
All right, y'all. I got to go to a meeting. Love you all. Thank you for riding with us for the summer again. I'll probably have Josh, if we have ads next week, throw up a bonus with ads that we already shot. Huh? Yeah, probably have Josh do that. And then the week after, we'll be back in full swing. Kids will be back going to school, and we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming. God bless you. God keep you. See you at the conference.
Bye-bye.
Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. There's another banger for ya. There's another one. There's another banger for ya. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.